Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature this half hour Motown artists that you don't usually associate with the Motown label. Well, coming up this half hour, we'll hear from Billy Preston and Sarita, DeBarge, Valerie Simpson, Rick James, The Dazz Band, Brenda Holloway, and Carolyn Crawford. Well, first up this half hour, Billy Preston and Sarita together doing a song called With You I'm Born Again. Well, though keyboardist and vocalist Billy Preston has recorded prolifically since he was a teenager, he may be best known for his performances as a sideman for Little Richard, Ray Charles, The Beatles, and The Rolling Stones. Well, Preston's family moved to Los Angeles when he was 2 years old. At age 12, he had a cameo part in a film about W.C. Handy called St. Louis Blues, playing the composer as a child. Well, Little Richard heard him in 1962 and invited him to appear on a European tour. There, backstage, Little Richard and Billy Preston met Sam Cooke, who signed him to his label called SAR. He also met the Beatles there. Well, after Sam Cooke's death in 1963, Billy Preston moved to VJ Records, where he cut an instrumental gospel album called The Most Exciting Organ Ever, his first charting record. Of course, he was associated with the Beatles prolifically in 1969 and had a great career in the 70s on his own. Here he is teamed up with Sarita Wright, who Sarita was assigned to the Motown label in the 1960s and was married to Stevie Wonder for a while, but never had any top 40 songs of her own. Here is With You I'm Born Again, right here on Motown Memories.
Come bring me your softness. Comfort me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again.
Come give me your sweetness. Now there's you, there is no weakness. Lying safe within your arms, I'm born again.
I was half, not whole. Instead, with none,
reaching through this world in need of one.
Come show me your kindness. In your arms, I know I'll find this. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again.
Lying safe with you, I'm born
me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again.
Instead with none,
is the home of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Time Will Reveal, a number 18 song from 1983. And we started this half hour with the duet of Billy Preston and Sarita with You Are Born Again, a number 4 song from 1979. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature Motown artists that you typically don't associate with the Motown label. Well, coming up, Valerie Simpson. Well, although her name has been synonymous with a slew of hits, she had as an artist, writer, and producer with husband Nick Ashford, Valerie actually enjoyed a brief moment of solo success with the upcoming song. Well, Valerie had arrived in Detroit with Ashford around 1966, fresh from a major chart triumph with Ray Charles, who cut their song Let's Go Get Stoned. Earlier, the team had made a stab at recording as a duo, later writing tunes for rhythm and blues artists Chuck Jones and Maxine Brown. In 1970, they were chosen to work with Diana Ross on her solo debut album. And a year later, after doing guest vocals on Quincy Jones' albums, Valerie got her shot as a solo recording artist. Well, here is Silly Wasn't I, right here on Motown Memories.
I believed in you, thought what you said was true. It didn't occur to me, it was a lie. Ha ha ha, silly wasn't I. Oh, I was lost in a whirl, and like a foolish girl, I really thought you were my guy. Ha ha ha, silly wasn't I. Remember the time you called me on the phone, said you'd had a busy day, headed home. Say goodbye.
Motown song, email Motown Memories at yahoo.com. That's Motown Memories at yahoo.com.
She's a very should get her off the street. Blow, Danny!
Rick James with Super Freak, number 16 from 1981. And we started with that great song by Valerie Simpson, Silly Wasn't I. It only reached number 63 from 1972. This is Tom Fallon with Motown Memories, and we continue to feature Motown artists that you don't usually associate with the Motown label. Well, coming up, a group called the Dazz Band with Let It Whip. Well, before the Dazz Band recorded Let It Whip for Motown, they were known as the Kinsman Dazz, after East Cleveland's Kinsman Grill, owned by Sonny James. Well, Dazz was a contraction of danceable jazz, an appropriate choice for a funk fusion group dominated by horns and keyboards. Here is Let It Whip, right here on Motown Memories.
Gonna cry on. What are you gonna do on the day? Motownmemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
A song called My Smile Is Just a Frown Turned Upside Down, and that reached number 39 on the Rhythm and Blues charts in 1964. Well, it was Smokey Robinson who placed a phone call to Eve Crawford, asking for her daughter Carolyn to be at Motown on a particular day, after school, of course. The year was 1964, and Carolyn was just 15 years old, new to Motown after winning a radio station's talent contest. To enter, she explained at the time, you had to go out and get as many tip-top bread wrappers as you could. The cashiers in a store called Woolworths got to know Carolyn well. Well, before that, we heard from Brenda Holloway, her best chart-topping song, When I'm Gone, and that reached number 25 from 1965. And we started with Let It Whip by the Daz Band, a number 5 tune from 1982. You've been listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And this entire hour, we've been featuring Motown artists that you typically don't associate with the Motown record label. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown Memory shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.